Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Joe Condrell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad Joe's here, too. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. She's the co-author of 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly. She's also the author of Take Charge of Your Life, a Millennium Primer. She's also the author of From Book Signing to Bestsellers, a number of other publications, electronic and print. She is one of the smartest people I know, and she's here to talk to us about something that we all should be paying a little more attention to. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you back, as always. It's good to talk to you. Joe, I was telling the audience just before you got here that when things go bump in the night for small business owners, it hits us a little bit harder than it does larger companies. Mm-hmm. We don't have very much... The buffer around us, the safety net, whatever you want to call it, we don't have much wiggle room between us and dangers. And for a lot of different reasons, most of us are not very big. We don't have extra layers of people. We don't have extra layers of capital. We don't have, we can't go to the public market for capital. Lots of different reasons why small business owners really should take a little extra time whenever they have it, which they usually don't have much of that either, to develop some contingency plans for when things go bump in the night, like a storm, like a fire, whatever it might be. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely key, beginning with our computers and our backup systems. You know, it takes time, and we usually want to ignore it, but when we look around us and see the things that can go wrong, it could so easily be something as critical as our computer system. I know my own bookkeeper had a hard drive crash.
Mm. Oh, don't say that.
I know, but, you know, when you look at what is your security here, what is it that's going to pull you out of this? And luckily, she had a technician who could recover her data, but
She didn't back up.
She backed up, but she backed up onto the same hard drive.
Oh, that's not good.
No, that isn't very. In any event,
that's like having a place to go in case of a fire, and it'd be inside the house too.
Exactly. So the key is to put it onto either another system. That's off-site, you know, like they talk about backing up your email or stacking up your email into another email account.
Right.
But I think, you know, for your bookkeeping things or other inventory things that you really need, you need to put it onto something fixed and then put it in a different location. Like you say, it's not smart to have it inside the same place that might catch fire or something.
You know, think about it. I mean, how many times do we now say my life is on my hard drive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe your personal life, maybe your business life, whatever it might be, whatever is very important to you, the work that you do. I mean, think about how much work, Joe, that you and I've produced over the last several years that is in ones and zeros. You know, just sitting on a hard drive somewhere. And what if we lost those things? And so there are a lot of different ways you can back up these days. You can just get a separate hard drive and just back up that. But then you need to take that off site, don't you?
Exactly. You need to find a safe deposit box or something like that.
Just take it home with you. I mean, you know, unless your house and your office burn down or whatever or blow away at the same time, just take it home with you.
Exactly.
But if you wanted to take extra steps, there are actually services, application service providers that will allow you to, for a fee, will allow you to download your files to their hard drives, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Safe, secure networks.
Right. You have to take it out periodically and update it so that it is accurate, but at least you can go back to a certain period in time and do that. And look at us here in Texas and in the center of the country, how we're suffering these floods and everything now. What would you do if your business were flooded? What would you do if, heaven forbid, you were caught in one of those firestorms like at Lake Tahoe?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? And, you know, it's always better to spend some time thinking about it and to have a plan in your mind beforehand, because then you don't, you're not in total shock when it happens. You have something that you can go to and say, okay, this is what I had thought about earlier. Here's my contingency plan.
Mm-hmm.
Dust it off. Even, you know, if you have it in writing, that would be a great thing where you can just pull it up and say, okay, step one, here's what I do. Step two, here's what I do. I was noticing the man in England who had taken all of his belongings upstairs to avoid the water. Well, that'll go so far, and then so much that you can protect. Do you have a plan like that? Is there something like that that you can do? Or what is it that you can do?
Well, you know, another thing, Joe, it's in terms of technology, and I keep coming back to the hard drive stuff, you can actually buy these little USB drives now.
Uh-huh.
You can get like 4 gigabyte. Maybe maybe there's another one out there for more than that, but you can get for probably under $100, you can get 4 gigabytes. Well, most of us, I mean, I have a lot more than that on my hard drive, but most of the really important things that I want to keep, I could, you know, like the files that I work on, they're just the regular things that I keep, not a lot of, you know, maybe not pictures, maybe not media, but uh-huh. most of the things I keep, I could put on four gig.
Uh-huh.
And I could put that in my pocket. You know, I could put that in my watch pockets as far as that is concerned. they're very small. But not only are those kinds of backups. I mean, there are other things that you need to have a contingency for, and that is, you know, where would you go if your business, if your building and your business is in, were not there anymore or was compromised? Where would you go? How would you set up shop? Think about, you know, I'm still hurting for all the businesses in the coast there, Joe, that were hit by Katrina.
Right, in New
you know,
Orleans.
So many of those businesses are still out of business. I mean, that's a storm of biblical proportion. I don't know how you prepare for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, you can't prepare for that mega event.
Yeah. Stand by, Joe. Joe Condra, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She and I will be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is our flagship. That's where you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog there. We update that every weekday. There are thousands of interviews that I've done since 1999 when we started collecting these. You can listen to those. You can actually podcast them. We'll allow you to download them, put them on a CD, and burn them onto one of those thumb drives we talked about. Take it with you. We'll allow you to do that. Have fair use possession. And, of course, we've got thousands of articles as well. Lots of stuff there. AskJim.biz is the knowledge base. That's where you can go and get answers right now. Ask a question that you've got on your mind about your business and get an answer immediately. And if we don't have the answer there, you can ask us, and we'll send it to us, and we'll answer it then. So check it out when you get a chance. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and let you come and play in our backyard. Joe Condrell is our guest. She's got a website, too. Joe, give it to us, please.
Yes, it's goalminds, GOALMINDS.com. And from there, you can navigate to almost any place. I have other websites, joecondrell.com, JOCONDRILL.com. And I have
We can find out more about your books there, too.
Yes, you certainly can. And I'm offering a free CD on my Take Charge of Your Life book. So go to joecondrell.com/cd.htm.
Thank you very much for that, Joe.
You're welcome.
Joe, we're talking about contingency plans for small business owners. You know, the thing that happens, storms and fires and disasters, a business may go through their whole life and never experience one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Its whole life and never experience one of those. But one thing that does happen to every small business that where they need a contingency for, and that is just disruptions, things like when an employee leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of small business owners. Most small businesses out there, Joe, have very few employees, less than 10, less than 5,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
maybe 2 or 3 employees.
That's
and
true.
And one of the important contingencies is cross training.
Right.
Because if you got a handful of employees and one of them leaves, well, 1/5 of your force just left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm presuming that if you got 5 employees and one of them leaves, that one who left had an important job. Because, as you know, Joe, we all have too many hats to wear and not enough hats to put them on. So cross-training is important, too, isn't it?
Cross-training and moving people up, improving, you know, if they're going to replace somebody else who's going to leave. Cross-training is essential, I would think. It depends on the business, obviously. And if it's a family-run business, you know, what do you do? How, what sort of succession planning are you doing if the owner were to be ill or out of place?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to replace? Who's going to be in charge? Who's going to have the authority to make decisions in their absence? You know, when you mentioned Katrina, I was thinking, too, of what is it that the owner does not control? You know, when it's out of your control, there's not much you can do to plan mm-hmm. it. But you could look at your insurance policies and your other support systems and sort of have a new look at them and say, is this the best I can do for the price that I'm paying for this? And will it support me in the long run when something catastrophic happens?
You know, one thing, Joe, talking about the insurance policies, a lot of business owners will buy the casualty, property and casualty insurance on the business. It'll be a business policy.
Mm-hmm.
And the agent will even say, this includes business interruption insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll smile and sign the contract and write the check. You'll think, wow, I've got business interruption insurance. Well, guess what? You need to ask more questions than that. You need to read the fine print. I've been through this, Joe. I have had my business interrupted, other businesses interrupted by storms or whatever, and I'd call the insurance company. I'd say, okay, I've got business interruption insurance, and they say, oh, well, that only applies for X, Y, and Z.
Mm.
Or you know, it only covers this or that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give, you know, and here I thought I was going to get, you know, I thought I was in pretty good shape. You can get what you want, but you have to pay for it. And
mm-hmm.
if you, and so my point is you need to know what you have.
Mm-hmm. The thing, important thing there, Jim, is to know which questions to ask. And that's what happens. We don't know the right questions. We hear something and we think we know what it means. And then, like you say, you come up short when you try to cash in on it and take advantage of what you think you've been paying for all those years. Then you find out it means something different to that mm-hmm. other person than it did to you.
Absolutely. And you know, another thing that I see happening around the country is when road improvements happen and they put up a bunch of barriers in front of a business. It just breaks my heart when I see that happen to a small business.
Oh, yeah.
So these are contingencies. These are things that happen to us, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the CEO of your company, if you're the founder, if you're the owner of your business, you're the person responsible. It's your job to be thinking about what could go bump in the night. Where, you know, what would you do? How would you manage during that time, and how would you recover from it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, the thing about it, Joe, you can't do everything. You can't completely insulate yourself, but you can take some steps, and I appreciate you helping us to think about some of those today.
Oh, I think it's key, and thank you for having me on, Jim.
Give us your website one more time, please.
It's goalminds, GOALMINDS.com.
Thank you, Joe, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Quick break, right back after these messages with Robert Levin. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.